Four more players have put their fate in the hands of this compelling contraption. Will she reward any of them with a jackpot win today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Louisa, a nurse from Northern Ireland.
I'm Simon, a postman from Warrington.
I'm Sue, a retired bank clerk from Brighton.
I'm Savan, a house husband from London.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a right answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters that come out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which come with a special bonus prize. But also nestled in our machine are two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the least money at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. So keep an eye on the double counters, because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what is the first name of the main character Scrooge? Savan.
Ebenezer.
That's right, it is Ebenezer. Well done, Savan. So, first choice for you. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone 4, I think.
OK, light up drop zone 4 for Savan, please. OK, nice-looking double there. Get that into place, Savan.
Yeah, hopefully.
There you go. It's bang on the money. Can we get something over? What do you reckon, Savan?
Hopefully.
Gonna go. Oh. Not with that drop, I'm afraid. They're just hanging on to that top shelf. So, Savan, that's one in, nothing out of the machine. Two to go. Next question. In 2014, the Formula One Grand Prix in Malaysia, Bahrain, China and Spain were all won by which British driver? Simon.
Was it Lewis Hamilton?
Yes, it was Simon. Yep, well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I think drop zone 4 again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 4 for Simon, please. Other side this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, could be more central.
Lucky.
Oh.
Nearly.
Just trying.
Yeah.
Gonna go at some point. Just keep an eye on them there, Simon. You could get them off now. Go on. Oh,
okay.
Nope.
Don't want them to go now, though.
Oh.
Just flipped over and onto the top, I'm afraid. Okay, Simon, you're down to two counters as well as Savan. Nothing in the bank yet.
Okay.
Next question for everybody. The government department that is commonly abbreviated to DWP is the department, Louisa.
Work and Pensions.
Department for Work and what? It is pensions. Well done, Louisa. Your choice now. Would you like to play or pass?
Oh, I may as well play, so I'll just do 4, please.
Drop zone 4?
Yeah.
OK, let's light it up, please. They've thrown 2 in already, Louisa. Let's see if your third into drop zone 4 will pay out. Quick drop. Bit of a gap there now, though, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you get something?
Ah.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, Louisa. Oh, ridiculous.
Nothing this time. You're down to two counters. Next question for everybody. What was the nickname of Spice Girl Mel C? Louisa.
Sporty Spice.
Yes, it was, Louisa. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll just go for 4.
Let's have 4 then, please. Light it up. Anywhere in the middle, surely. Oh, that's that again.
It's not going to happen.
You could get some lateral on it, though. Go on.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
Get a shove on the 2.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, Louisa. Well done.
Excellent.
What a drop.
Brilliant stuff. 13 counters across the tipping point, Louisa. That's a lot of money in round one. £650.
Oh, brilliant.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're well and truly off the mark. You've got one counter left to play. OK, next question. The world's highest waterfall, Angel Falls, is located on which continent? Savan.
South America.
Yes, it is South America. You're absolutely right. So, Savan, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking drop zone 3 this time.
Really. OK, let's light up drop zone 3. Mystery counter there. There's a few on the edge. Need to get you some money. I'm not sure. What do you reckon?
Hopefully it stays down.
It's in the right place if it does. Yep, it's flat. Go on then, give it a shove. Go on.
Oh, got the mystery counter there.
They've been set up beautifully now. But not for you, I'm afraid. So, Savan, you're down to one counter. Right, next question. The name of which breed of dog follows Afghan, Blood and Basset? Simon.
Is it Hound, Ben?
Yes, it is, Simon. Well done. So, what are you going to do, Simon?
I'm going to play.
Where do you want to play?
Drop Zone 3, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Get a few across that shelf. Could be.
Ah, you'll get it.
Yeah. Will that unlock the shelf?
Come on.
Yes, it will. Well done, Simon. 9 across the tipping point. £450 for that drop. Another great drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So now you're just £200 behind Louise with £450. One counter left to play.
OK.
Next question. In which series of films does the character Cornelius Fudge hold the government position? Louisa.
Was it Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory?
The government position of the Minister of Magic. It's not. It's Harry Potter, Louisa.
I've never watched that.
I'm afraid we have to steal that last counter from you. Let's put that into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. So, for the time being, Louise, you've used up all three of your counters, so you're out of the round. Okay. You have got yourself £650, though, so you're looking good right now. Next question. What is 100 divided by 100? Sue.
What?
Yes, our bank clerk got the maths question. Yes. Well done, Sue. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll have a go on Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 3, please. Bouncy old okay. Settle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really hectic. Get over, go on, go. Yep. Flip.
Go.
Is the mystery counter going to go for you?
Never mind.
You waited all that time.
No. Never mind.
Sue, you're down to two counters. Next question. Good game, and didn't he do well are catchphrases most associated with which TV entertainer? Simon.
Was it Bruce Forsyth, Ben?
Yes, it was, Simon. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play again, I think, Ben.
OK.
Drop Zone 3 again. Looking for me last time.
It is looking good, isn't it? Light up Drop Zone 3. Sue set them up nicely. Just about there?
Yeah, that's good. It's flat.
Let's get it down then. Yep.
Seems to be.
You're going to do well here.
9 counts on your last drop. What are you going to get on this one?
Just a little push there.
Oh, yes. I need a mystery.
Oh, that's good.
4 across the tipping point, Simon. £200. Let's take that £200 and put it into your bank. That draws you level with Louisa on £650. And, of course, you've won yourself one of our mystery prizes. You've won yourself an espresso machine, courtesy of Russell Hobbs.
Oh, my wife will love that.
That's good news, as long as the wife's happy.
That's it.
For the time being, Simon, you've used up all three of your counters, so you're out of the round. You've got yourself £650. Well done.
Thank you.
Next question. Traditionally, the filling of a classic custard tart has which spice grated over the top? Sue.
Cinnamon.
It's not cinnamon, Sue, it's nutmeg.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's nutmeg that goes over the top. Sue, I'm afraid we steal a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. Okay, Sue, you're down to your last counter. Savan, you're down to your last counter. Next question. Janus, the Roman god of beginnings, gives his name to which month of the year? Savan.
January.
Yes, well done. So, do you want to play your last counter or would you like to force Sue to play hers?
I'd like to play it, please, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. We need something here, Savan.
I know.
This is tight now.
Fourth. Maybe.
OK, there you go, there's 3. There's a bit of a gap on the shelf, though, isn't there? Yes! Savan, 2! Well done. That's 2 across the tipping point, just when you needed them. £100, let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Savan, you are off the mark. You have used all three of your counters, though, for the time being, you're out of the round. So, Sue, you've got one counter left. Because it's just you left in, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter in the machine, Sue.
OK.
Also, if you're not sure of the answer, it's worth trying to have a guess, otherwise you'll get timed out and I'll take it off you, OK?
Right.
Here we go then, Sue, your question. Which planet is known as the evening star?
Oh, crikey.
I guess
Mars.
It's not Mars, it's Venus, I'm afraid, Sue. Let's take that last counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. So, as things stand, Louisa and Simon have £650. Savan has just managed to get himself £100. Sue has nothing in the bank, but it's not over yet. There are three counters in the penalty pot, all up for grabs now as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer to this question, you will put all three counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you'll be frozen out. Here comes your penalty pot question. Something that proves extremely difficult to find is said to be like searching for a needle in a... Louisa?
Haystack.
It is a haystack. Well done, Louisa. Quickest on the draw. Hard luck, Sue. I'm afraid that means we're going to be losing you. Louisa, three counters put into the machine. Have some fun. Where are you going to go?
Two's looking good. I'll have two, please.
Let's load up drop zone two, please. First counter into drop zone two so far. Is that where you wanted it?
Not really, but it'll do.
It'll do. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Not looking too bad.
Hopefully it'll fit.
Double's coming nicely. You have two more to put in, Louisa. Where now?
I'll go for two again, please.
Load up drop zone two, please.
That's a bit better.
That's better, is it?
Definitely.
Yeah, right on the money if you can get that silver and black one. Yep. Oh, three, nice, nice broad shove. That's four across the tipping point. £200 with that drop. You've got one more to put in and there's a lot hanging on the edge.
I'm going to have to go for two again, please.
Light up drop zone two again, please. Decent top shelf action here. Louisa, that's what we're after.
That looks amazing.
Can you get them? Are they going to go? Yep. Is the double going to fall? Yes, it is, Louisa.
Well done.
Louisa, that's seven more across the tipping point, so £350 we add in. But, of course, you got the first double as well, so we had another £350.
Wow.
So at the end of the penalty pot, you've managed to get yourself £900. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Very well played.
Well done.
So we come to the end of the round. Louisa is leading with £1,550 ahead of Simon on £650. Savan scraped through to round two with £100. Sue, I'm afraid we're nothing in the bank.
Never mind.
We have found your tipping point, Sue. Thanks for
playing.
Thank
you very much. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Louisa, Simon and Savan have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Louisa, you are way out in the lead after round one. Commanding round one you've had. So it's your choice. Would you like to take the machine on first, or would you like one of the boys to go instead?
I think I'll first spin, otherwise I'm going to have a heart attack from the stress of it all.
OK, 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly, Louisa. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on as quickly as possible.
OK.
Ready? Your time starts now. The atrioventricular valves are located in which organ? Correct. Which major British river runs through Shrewsbury, Gloucester and Worcester?
Avon.
Seven. On which specific part of the body would you wear mittens?
Hands.
Correct. Launched in 2010, the Nexus tablet is produced by which online search engine company?
Google.
Correct. Which West End musical is set to the songs of Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5?
Thriller.
Correct. In 1973, Carl Gustaf became the king of which European country?
Spain.
Sweden. In which TV show does the principal character's time-travelling device look like a 1960s police call box?
That would be, Doctor Who. Sorry.
Yes, it was Doctor Who. We're out of time anyway, Louisa, so let's not worry about that one. Four correct answers. Very well done. Four counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to start?
Two.
OK, let's light up drop zone two, please. Not sure that's the right place. You're going to split them. You've got a couple there.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a gap in front of it, though, isn't there? OK.
Not get it.
One down, three to go. Where now?
I'll go for two again, please.
Fire up drop zone two for Louisa, please.
It's a juicy one between two and three.
Yeah, there is.
Good.
There. Just there. Quite enough. Have a shove. OK, so you've got two in, two to play.
OK, I'll go for two again, please.
Line up drop zone two again, please. That could be enough.
That's good.
That looks all right.
The boys think it's looking good.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed your counter. Blown
excellent,
up.
Excellent, excellent.
Yes, well done, Louisa. Another seven across the tipping point, another £350. This is going very well indeed. One more to put in.
I think I better go for number three, please.
OK, let's go up to drop zone three this time, please. Has she got any more to give us?
Yeah.
Just about there?
Yeah.
Bit of a gap on that top shelf, isn't it? What about the tipping point?
Yeah.
Nice.
Louisa, that's another three across the tipping point, another £150. Very well done. £500 in total. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that gives you a massive £2,050. Well done.
Well done.
So, Simon, it's your choice now. You are ahead of Sivan, so would you like to take on the machine?
I think I'll play, Ben.
Yeah, OK. 30 seconds for Simon, please. Your time starts now. The word sitcom is a portmanteau of the word situation and which other word?
Comedy.
Correct. In a game of Scrabble, Z and which other letter are worth 10 points?
Q.
Correct. The 18th century art and design style, Rococo, originated in which European country?
Turin.
France. What unit of weight is often abbreviated to OZ?
Ounces.
Ounce, correct. What type of animal is Tigger in the Winnie the Pooh stories by A.A. Milne? Correct. The Royal Liverpool Club, based in Hoylake, is a venue used in which sport?
Golf.
Correct. In July 2014, who was appointed Secretary for Education in the Cabinet reshuffle? Nicky Morgan, it was.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Five correct answers, Simon. That's a really good score. Where are you going to start?
Drop zone four.
OK, load up drop zone four, please. If you get that double...
Yeah.
..you just need 14 to draw level. Just could do
right
with building
place
up a few before we get it out, really.
Yeah.
That's ideal. Oh, not like that, though.
Didn't need that.
Not like that. OK, so that's just riding up. No use for that one. OK, we've got four more to go, Simon.
I'll stick with drop zone four, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone four, please. That's better.
Yeah, maybe need it on the right-hand side, I think, but... No.
Oh, no.
Certainly building up.
Yes, you are. Another one into the top shelf, but not over the top shelf, so that's two down. Three to go, Simon.
Right, I'll try again. Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. So they've gone right and they've gone left. That's more like it.
Yeah.
Get it flat. Okay. Still going to have to fill that
flat
up the shelf. Well, yeah, it is.
Just about.
Get that black and silver counter over. There you go. It's going to come towards the edge. OK, we knew we were going to have to do this, Simon. You were going to have to work hard to get it out.
I had to go for it.
OK, got two more to go. What do you reckon?
I may as well stay there. Drop zone four now.
Light up drop zone four.
Looks got to change.
OK.
If it's flat.
Let's be flat now. Don't ride. Come on, be flat.
Yeah, flat.
I think so.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Can we get anything over? Is that just gonna...
Oh.
Go on, silver. Go on, go on.
Oh.
Well done, well done.
OK, so I'm in that six across the tipping points. So £300, and you have one more counter to put into the machine.
I'll stay there and try and get the double counter, then. Drop zone four, please.
OK, load up drop zone four, please.
You'll get it.
Not too sure.
What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Now shove.
This could be
broad shove. Yes! You worked hard for that, Simon. You got it in the end. Well done. Simon, that's another three across the tipping point, so another £150. But, of course, you worked really hard and finally got the double, so we can add in another £150. And that means at the end of your go, you've got £600. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. and you finish up with £1,250. Well done.
OK, thank you.
OK, so, Zavan, you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Zavan, please. Your time starts now. In the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West has what colour skin?
Green.
Correct. Which Swiss company produces the Kit Kat and Aero chocolate bars?
Nestlé.
Correct. Polonium and which other chemical element were discovered by Pierre and Marie Curie?
Just pass.
Radium. In March 2013, who became the first Latin American pope?
Pass.
Pope Francis. In the GCSE and A-level subject DT, what does the letter T refer to?
Technical.
Technology. Portman Road is the home ground of which Suffolk Football Club? It's Ipswich, Ipswich Town. Not to worry, Savan. Two counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to start?
Light up drop zone one, I think.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. He's going to get down.
That's flat.
It is flat, yeah.
Yeah, get them for you at the front.
Yeah, I've got some. You get anything over here? There's one.
One?
Savan, you got one counter. £50 across tipping point. And you've got one more to put in, Savan.
Yeah, I'll go drop zone one again.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. £22 counters will catch Louisa. That's what we're hoping for. Lips.
Yeah, you'll get a few here.
Oh, not too bad. And another one. Five more across the tipping points, Van. £250. We add in to the 50 that was there, so you finish up with 300 quid. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. It's not going to be enough, but it was a decent effort.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, Louisa is leading with £2,050. Simon has £1,250. Savan, I'm afraid we've loved having you on, but with only £400, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
No worries, thanks, Lee.
So it's Louisa and Simon who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04, PO Box 7558, Derby, DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Louisa and Simon. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter in the machine. If you give me the wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner. And we're playing for £10,000. Now then, Louisa, you are out in the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like to keep control of the machine or would you like to pass the first question to Simon?
Oh, I'll keep control of the machine just to get it over and done with.
OK, let's get your first question. What do the letters CB stand for in relation to CB radio? You can pass it. Have a good think. Do you know much about radios?
No, I haven't a clue, but...
Do you think Simon does?
I would say so. I'm having a clue. I really haven't a clue, so I'm just going to go for it and say Central Broadcasting.
Central Broadcasting. If you're wrong, Simon, you get the first counter. Is the answer Central Broadcasting?
I should pass that one.
It's Citizens Band, not Control Band. Simon, you get the first counter. Now then, where are you going to go?
Drop zone one looks like there's a few hanging over there, so I'll try that then, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone one, please. Right over on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good few. Yeah, you'll get it.
I get a couple.
Yeah, you get it.
Here we go. Yeah, I'll take those. Three across the tipping point. £150. Let's take that. £150 from the machine, put it straight into your bank, Simon. That takes you up to £1,400. Well done.
Okay.
And we come to you for your first question, Simon. Black ivory is known as the world's rarest and most expensive type of which drink? black ivory. You can pass this, Simon.
I really don't know. No, I'll have to pass.
Simon's not sure, Louise. There's a chance to steal this one about black ivory. Have you ever heard of it before?
No, but what? I'll make a guess and say whiskey.
OK. Is it whiskey? It's coffee. Simon, well done. You get another counter into the machine. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to try drop zone one again, Ben.
Let's load up drop zone one, please. OK.
That's OK.
That's a silver one.
Not too bad.
Go on.
Might push a few.
You get a couple?
No.
Oh. OK, not this time. Let's come back to Louisa for your second question. Louisa, which Scottish football team plays home games at Ibrox Stadium?
Oh, I know nothing about football, but he'd know it.
Do you know any Scottish football teams?
Well, I've heard of two, but I don't... I'll just say Rangers.
You've gone with Rangers. What was the other one you'd heard of?
Celtic.
Celtic. Is the answer Rangers? It is. Well done, Louisa. Glasgow Rangers indeed.
No, I hadn't a clue.
You've got to put another counter in the machine. Where are you going to go?
We'll go for one, as it's nicely set up.
OK, line up drop zone one, please. It's worked for you so far, hasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's setting them up nicely
for
me. They
are. For you to knock in the back of the net. Go on then, Louisa.
Right
could
side.
Be good. That's where Simon was trying to get it.
It was.
Are they getting full now?
Get a few. It'd
be nice. Oh.
Ooh.
No. What a surprise.
Just jammed the bottom shelf. So, Simon, time for your second question. Which 1968 film stars Charlton Heston as an astronaut who crash lands on a planet where humans are an oppressed species?
Think I might know, so... I will play. Is it Planet of the Apes, Ben?
Planet of the Apes. Is the answer Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Simon, will you get to put a counter into the machine?
OK. It's got to be drop zone
it
one.
Has, hasn't it? Yeah. We're only one place for this to go. Line up drop zone one, please.
Oh.
No, you're good.
That left
That's
side.
A good one. Oh, just got a good one.
Oh, no, Simon. Oh, you are setting them up nicely.
Yeah.
Can Louisa take advantage? Right then, Louisa.
Absolutely.
Back to you, your third and final question. Which dark red liquid element is represented on the periodic table by the symbol Br?
I've taken a guess. It'd be just an aimless guess, so I'm just going to have to pass it.
Simon, what do you reckon?
Is it bromide, Ben?
Is the answer bromide? It's bromine.
Bromine. Close.
OK, not to worry. So, Louisa, you win the counter. Where are you going to go?
I'll go for one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. On the right-hand side.
No, it wasn't good. It's not good there.
Depends how many you get over, though.
Oh,
that's this, good.
When
that's
you say
good.
It wasn't good.
Well, that is good.
There you go, well done. Louisa, that's six counters across the tipping point, so another £300, well done. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And also, you've got one of our mystery prizes as well. You've won yourself a UK break for two, courtesy of myhotelbreak.com.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Lovely little break as well. Simon, back to you for your third and final question. Meggie Cleary and Catholic priest Ralph de Bricassart are the main characters in which 1977 novel by Colleen McCulloch?
Sadly, I can't even guess at that, I'm afraid, Ben.
Are you going to pass it over?
I'm going to have to, sorry.
Right then, Louisa. Any ideas what this might be?
I think it was a movie a long time ago, and I'm wondering if it was based on the movie. I'd say something completely different. I go, Jane Austen.
Is the answer Jane Austen? The Thornbirds.
That's what I was thinking. Oh
yeah, it was a mini series in the early 80s. So, well done, Simon. You win the counter.
Thank
now,
you.
Well done.
It's 19 to draw 11. What are you going to do?
I'll have a go at drop zone two, see if we can get the mystery counter.
OK, line up drop zone two, please. Is that the right side? No, I think it might split them as well. It could even ride just An insult to injury.
Oh, dear.
Nothing for that one, I'm afraid, Simon. So, at the end of the round, Louisa, you are today's winner. Well done with £2,350.
Thank you.
Simon, I'm afraid, with £1,400, we have found you to point. At least you're going home with your espresso machine.
Yes, for the wife, yeah.
Thanks for playing, Simon.
Thank you, it's been a great day.
Well done, Louisa. Today, you are our winner. In a few moments, I'd like you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, Louisa, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Louisa master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Louisa is our winner today. Very well done, Louisa.
Thank you.
You've done a cracking job.
Thanks very much.
You've got yourself £2,350. And right now, we're going to try and win you £10,000. If you were to get the money, Louisa, what would you like to do with it?
I would love to take some helicopter lessons.
Wow,
yeah.
What a great thing to
do. I love helicopters. Anything that's kind of adrenaline-filled, I just love it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, right now's the time we're going to find out whether you're going to leave with £10,000.
Okay.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to win £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. Mm-hmm. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to claim the jackpot counter, you still get £50 for every counter that drops before you join the end game.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, really want you to go home with £10,000.
Sorry,
yes, we really do, Louisa, trust me. So, first thing we need to do, put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
I think I should go for one, please, Ben.
Drop someone, light it up, please. There you go.
That's a good spot to start with, yeah.
Good spot, let's get it. Shift them over. OK, two across the tipping point with that drop. So we add in £100 straight away. We're up to £2,450. Jackpot counter, nice and flat. Mm-hmm. Then drop zone one. Let's have a look at the categories, please. This is what you've got, Louisa. Radio, religion, sport, history, fashion and human body. You can take the subjects in any order you like. So when you're ready, give me your first category and for how many counters?
OK, well, human body's probably the only one I probably know about. The rest, it would just probably a guess. But I'll just start from the top and work my way down.
Okay.
And hope for the best.
So radio first.
Yes.
For how many?
I may as well go for three, please.
All right.
Maybe just as much as going for one.
Okay, we're going to go with radio for three counts, please. Which of these people has never been a regular presenter of Desert Island Discs? Kirsty Young, Moira Stewart, or Sue Lawley?
Oh goodness.
Do you ever listen to?
I don't. I don't even really know. I don't know. I've never listened to it at all. But I think Kirsty Young is one of the presenters.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Lawley, I've never heard of. Moira Stewart, I know, is from the news, but I don't know if she's been on Desert Island Discs or if it's even her cup of tea. So I'm probably just going to go for Moira Stewart simply because it's just really probably a bad guess.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Moira Stewart, please. Is the answer Moira Stewart? Yes! OK, three counters.
Yeah.
Drop zone one.
Yes, please.
Light it up.
Yeah, there we are.
Might nudge it over to the wall a touch. There we go. Lovely. OK. One down, two to go.
I go for one, please.
Light up, drop zone one, please. Right over against the wall. Got it in a nice place. Go.
Oh,
yes.
My luck might be up.
Oh, Louise. Louise.
No.
Right. Drop zone one again?
Yes, please.
Okay, light up drop zone one, please. OK,
can get that silver counter. Is it going to nudge over? Look, watch this. There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's good. It's better than that.
Okay, nothing for that one. Your jackpot counter is over the top shelf already. It's just hanging on. So we're doing all right. Let's have a look at the categories. Religion, sport, history, fashion, human body. Going down the list still?
And me as well. Please do.
Religion?
Yes, please.
For how many?
I'll go for three.
Okay.
I just hope for the best.
Religion for three, please. In Christianity, the Stations of the Cross are most associated with which holy festival? Easter, Christmas, or the Epiphany?
I'm a very religious father, and if I didn't know this,
you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, so I'll say Easter.
Easter? Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Easter. Oh, hold on. Let's keep an eye on it. They're all yours, doesn't matter when they go. So another four across the tipping point. That's £200 we add in. £2,650. Right. Is the answer Easter? Yes, it is.
I can go home.
Well done.
Family be proud.
OK, so we've got three counters. Okay. Drop zone one.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Black one, watch this.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh,
there you go.
Excellent.
Two across the tipping point. Yeah. So another £100. So up to £2,750. Where now?
I go for one, please.
Fire up drop zone one, please.
Uh-huh.
Not sure that's going to help. That could help with the money, though, couldn't it?
Yeah. It might help.
Nice, big, heavy drop. OK, nothing for that one. One more to go.
No, I'll go for one, please, Ben.
Drop zone one, please.
Oh, eight.
There you go.
Hopefully it'll get it.
Oh. Just stay there.
Oh, dear.
That's the last thing we needed. No. Not to worry. Let's have a look at the categories. Sport, history, fashion and human body.
Sport, please. I know so much about sport. Go for three, it'll be a guess.
Yeah?
Again. Yes, please.
OK. We're going to go with a sport question for three counters, please. Kenyan-born athlete Moses Kiptunui is a 1996 Olympic winner in which athletics event? Triple jump, 3,000-metre steeplechase, or the pole vault? Have you heard of Kiptunui?
No.
Do you follow athletics?
Not at all. So I'll just say triple jump. I can't. It's just another guess.
OK. Yeah. Should we light up triple jump?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with triple jump, please. Is the answer triple jump? Steeplechase.
Ah.
Not to worry. OK, we're still in really, really good shape because we've still got three categories left to choose from. History, fashion and human body.
I'll go for history, please.
History and for how many?
I'll just go for three again, please.
All right, we're going to go for it again. We'd like a history question for three counters. Crowned in 1714, King George I belonged to which royal house? Hanover, Stuart or Tudor? What do you know, your kings and queens?
I know absolutely nothing, but I'm going to have to just try and go for one that's jumping out at me, like most of the answers so far. I'll just say Tudor.
Tudor?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Tudor, please. Three counters on this, if you're right.
Yeah.
Which is the answer, Tudor?
No.
Hanover. So it was the Hanovers. Right, that's gone. We've still got human body in our back pocket. We're going to go to fashion before that. Okay.
Yeah.
And for how many?
Well, I may as well just go for three again.
Okay.
Yeah, and hope for the best.
Okay. We'll have a fashion question for three counters, please. Jeweler Sotirios Vulgaris is the founder of which luxury fashion brand? Bulgari, Cartier or Tiffany?
Before the things come up, I was thinking of Bulgari, but that was just because it looks pretty similar to the surname. So I think I'll just go for Bulgari because that was the one I was thinking of before even the answers come up. Yeah.
Should we like Bulgari?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Bulgari then, please. Let's see if you're right. Yes! Well done.
My guess is not bad.
Right then, three counters.
Okay, well, Let's go for one,
please. Drop zone one, please light it up. Might need a bit of tidying on that shelf. Let's get him over on the left now.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that might get me something.
Come on. Might not be this one. We're going to shift. Oh, it's going to squeeze it up. Look. OK, another £100 across the tipping point. So we're up to £2,850. Where now?
I'll go for one again.
Drop zone one, please. Get that black counter over. Come on. Come on. Might collect a bit of money here. It's been waiting to go.
Good one.
Lovely stuff. Excellent. A 12 across the tipping point. £3,450 is where we're sitting. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, it is.
One more to put in.
OK, I'll go for one again, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. Yeah. Come on now, Louisa. It's going to get close. Is it going to be?
No.
Oh! Another one across the tipping point, Louisa. Mm. Another £50, up to £3,500. One category
sick
left.
Sick right now.
We're nearly there. Don't be sick just yet.
No.
This is the one we've been waiting for. Human body.
Yes. I'll go for three, please.
Right.
Yeah.
Human body for three counters, please. Where in the human body would you find the thyroid gland? That's a really, really smug smile. I like it. Leg, neck or stomach?
Well, I know it's not the stomach and I know it's not the leg. It's definitely the neck. I know it's the neck.
No, it's the neck.
Yeah, I know.
There's no question it's the
neck.
There's
no question about
that.
We're
going to light up the neck.
Yeah.
Is it the neck? Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
It was worth keeping it in your back pocket.
That would have been very embarrassing now. Very embarrassing.
You had it there.
Yeah.
Right. Three counters to go.
Mm-hmm. Drop someone. For one, please.
Fire it up, please. There you go. Louisa. Is that going to go over? Is it going to go over? Is it? Oh, no!
No!
No.
Okay. I was not expecting that. Okay, two
I'll
to go.
Let's go for one again, please.
Fire up, drop someone, please. We need another one where you put that one, Louisa.
Yeah. Go for left.
She's teasing us now.
Someone's telling me I have too much money here.
Okay, so we've got one counter left.
Have to be one again, please.
Drop someone, please. Come on now. Oh, get that. Go. Get flat. No, you're right. If it can squeeze that silver one onto that silver one. Come on, be lucky.
Oh no! Louisa.
We are in such great shape.
Yeah.
But we've done our questions and we've done our categories. Mm-hmm. It's not over yet, though. I'm going to offer you one last chance to leave with £10,000 today. As things stand, you can leave with £3,500 right now. You can walk away with the money. Mm-hmm. Or you can trade it for three final counters to put into the machine in the hope of winning our jackpot.
Yeah.
If you decide to take the trade, nothing else that comes out of the machine has any value.
Yeah.
So you'll leave with £10,000 or you'll leave with nothing at all.
Tell you what, I'm a winner anyway, whether I come... I've had a great day and I'll go for it. I'll take the trade, please.
She's going to take the trade!
Please.
Come on now. Right. We are in a really, really good position. We just need to drop these counters on the left-hand side of drop zone one.
That's all,
That's all we're asking. It's not much, right?
No.
OK. You ready?
Yeah.
Drop zone one?
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. We've got our fingers crossed for you now, Louisa. That one's not going to help us, I don't think. Okay, so one down, Louisa.
Yeah, just go for one again, please.
Fire it up, please. Not right now, machine. Come on. Louisa, come on now.
Come on now. You took the trade. You could have lost £3,500.
This one's 10 grand!
Somebody was looking down on me. Yes, that was brilliant.
£10,000 on the trade, Louisa.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
How'd you feel?
Oh, amazing. It's like, wah, I could go out and scream somewhere.
Tell me again what you're going to do with the money.
I'm going to do probably helicopter lessons, but I'd like to give my mum and dad some money as a thank you.
Very, very, very well done.
Thank you
so,
very
so
much.
Proud of you.
Yeah,
it's just awesome. Amazing. Well
my
done.
My luck's better than my knowledge.
And, of course, you've also won your UK break for two as well.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I have. It's been a brilliant day.
Well, yeah. We have absolutely loved having you
Thank
on.
You
we can't tell
much.
You how chuffed we are. Well, Louisa made a huge impact early on, a great drop in round one. She won the penalty pot and the double counter, and that cemented her lead. She sailed through to the final, taking the trade and finally finding herself a £10,000 jackpot winner. So how about that? Louisa leaves with £10,000. She took the trade. And it paid off. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.